Cody Shock, 14-13. Fell in the first moto, too. That's with a crash. You probably would have even been a little better. But overall, good day for you.
Yeah, it was a pretty good day. I mean, qualifying was better for me. I qualified 14 fastest, and then I got two top seven starts. And I feel like that's crucial for our club, yeah. Club guys, to show that, you know, we actually have a fast bike. And, yeah, I was in 10th before I fell in the first one, so a little bummer there, but...
I had you in fantasy, so I was bummed also.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
No, you still did really well.
But, yeah, going 14-13 on a day, for me, that's big improvement.
Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, get a top 15, and next weekend I like to get another top 15, yeah. And just, you know, steady climb. Just be patient with it.
And also, like, if you look at, like, you're with Jordan Smith and Romano's around you all day, Jordan's around you all day, like, factory guys are around you all day, and you're passing them, they're passing you, like, you're in the mix with, you know, factory riders.
Yeah. I mean, concerning that, I think we were the first satellite privateer team.
Yeah.
I mean, mixing it up with the factory guys, I mean, yeah. that's where we want to be. So that's a win in itself. And, I mean, yeah, it's easy to sit here and, you know, look at all the negatives that happen, but, I mean, you got to take the positives and keep growing.
What's the six motos in? What's the biggest difference in 250 class?
Dude, those guys don't care. They don't care. And the biggest thing is you cannot relax.
Yeah.
As in, like, the 450 class, and I'm not disrespecting 450 yeah. class whatsoever, but knowing that I've been there, your gaps are a little bit more spread out, right?
Yeah.
250 class, somebody's always on your rear tire. You cannot take a break. And you have to dig until the very last turn and last jump.
Altitude, bike-wise, and fitness-wise, what'd you think? Obviously, the bike was slow, but, like, how much slower was it, and how much did altitude bother you at all?
The bike was a little slower, but honestly, they did a very good job getting the power that we need. Health-wise, with the elevation, I surprised myself.
Yeah.
I mean, I got sick after Hangtown, and I only was able to ride one day. And I was only good for three laps. I straight up three laps, and I was gassed. And I was like, this is not good going to elevation. So for me to come here and, you know, dig through 230s and finish well, that's awesome. So I'm excited to go to High Point, head back east to the tracks I really know, and, enjoy it.
Thanks for the fantasy points.
Yeah, thank you.